Hi everyone, welcome back to Transformational Trauma and Healing. I am so glad you're here. Today is a special episode. We have no guest, and this was relatively unplanned. It is, however, the 10th anniversary of my near-fatal car accident and traumatic brain injury. In some ways, it feels like it was a lifetime ago, and in some ways, it feels like it was just yesterday. Emily and I got together this past weekend to celebrate our survival, as we always do, and the conversation turned to how tricky time can be. I think every parent, grandparent, aunt, or uncle can relate. The days of parenting can seem so long, but the years just rush by. My kids were 8 and 4 at the time of the accident, and now they are 18 and 14. I'm not sure exactly how that happened. I have one graduating high school this year and one who is a freshman. There have been days that have moved so slowly that I thought for sure I wouldn't make it to the next one. And yet, here they are on the verge of adulthood, looking very much like adults. Time has played the same trick on me with my accident. Early on, there were days of struggle that I barely thought I would make it through. And now I look back and I see how far I've come and recognize how quickly it has passed. While some part of me wishes for my children to stay young, I also don't really wish to deal with them growing up again. So perhaps it's a good thing that we cannot go back in time. And I can say the same with the accident. While it was terrible going through most of the recovery process, I wouldn't go back and change it. Hard things force growth in new ways. Parenting is hard, and being a kid is hard. My kids will be amazing adults. If they didn't struggle at it, they wouldn't have had the depth or compassion that they have now. That depth and compassion is going to help them long into the future. And for me, if I hadn't had the challenges I have had with my recovery and hadn't learned how to navigate my life post-accident, I wouldn't have the depth and compassion that I have. If I hadn't had my accident, I wouldn't have started my own business. I wouldn't have written a book or created and hosted this podcast, or started public speaking on neurodiversity in the workplace. I wouldn't have met some of the truly amazing survivors and caregivers that I have come to know. I've been able to come into contact with people who have made my life better in so many ways through their stories. And I have been privileged to share their stories on this platform. My life has changed in so many ways for the better, and many of those changes stem from my accident. My life, as it has unfolded, has been a gift and an opportunity. Not just that I am alive, but also what I have gotten to do and will do in the future with this amazing life that I have. Thank you all for listening to this podcast and celebrating this special anniversary with me. I'm sending you all love, joy, and healing.